This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, Barack Obama of Illinois was elected President of the United States. And this week, he picked his chief of staff, he convened a panel of economic counselors, and started getting to work in the transition after the longest, most expensive, perhaps closely watched election in U.S. history. World history, probably. NPR Senior News Analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. Welcome to the new era.
Well, that's exactly what we want to follow up about. For the past 18 months, there was one question that kept coming back. Will Americans really elect an African-American president? We heard all the talk about the Bradley effect. In the end, what role did race play?
An important role, but not a negative role. You know, let me just say as I get into this, America sort of woke up on Wednesday to find America a different place. And everything felt different now. And suddenly, you know, people looked at each other differently and talked about each other. Can you imagine? So the role that was played by race turned out to be a quite positive role. He got a lot of votes from young people, got a lot of votes from women, not quite so many from white men, but never mind. I mean, we have reconfigured the whole picture of what America looks like politically.
Does he have a mandate? I mean, he won by a huge margin, actually, in the Electoral College, but the popular vote was much closer.
Well, he won on the slogan, change, and now he is faced with having to deliver on that. He has a mandate to do it. America expects him to address the terrible economic condition we're in and a whole list of other things, and there is a mandate for him that he apparently is quite quick to use.
Does his election mark a shift to the left?
I don't think so. It used to be put that way, that we get realigned every 12 years or so, and then we've been to the left, and we go to the right and go to the left. I think that's over now. I think the Democrats are not going to go on some wild left-wing experiments, but they're going to make the center work.
President-elect Obama made his first major appointment. Congressman Rahm Emanuel as his chief of staff.
Yeah.
Interest to full disclosure, we went to the same grammar school. What significance do you read into this appointment?
Well, Rahm Emanuel is... He's a tough guy. And people say, oh, you're not going to be bipartisan. This guy can get very rough. I don't think so. He apparently has the ear of the president-elect, and he's comfortable with him. And whatever is good for him is good for the country.
President-elect Obama says he wants an economic stimulus package, either from this lame duck Congress that's about to meet or the one that takes office as he does in January.
Yes.
What else might be on his agenda high up?
It's economy. I don't think he plans at the moment any initiatives in the foreign field, although things are beginning to happen there. And I think that they will have to work out the stimulus package. I think they'll want to quickly increase unemployment insurance and do something, perhaps a stopgap thing about health benefits for those who don't have health benefits. I have a feeling that there's a short-range and a long-range plan. His short-range plan is, as fast as possible, alleviating the effect of the economic crisis.
Congratulations have poured in from world leaders, of course, who have discovered in this media age that President-elect Obama is perhaps popular in their countries as he is in the United States at the moment. But I want to ask you about two other reactions. One is what seemed to be some uncomfortable language from the leaders in Russia.
Well, the Russians are still battling with the Bush administration, which wants to establish an anti-missile program in Poland facing up to Russia, and the Russians don't like it. So they send a signal to the president by President Medvedev making a speech on television addressed obviously to the new president, saying, you do that, and we will have missiles pointed at Europe. Now come and talk.
Mm. And then, of course, it was reported this week that President Ahmadinejad of Iran sent a congratulatory note. I don't know if it's been received yet, but what do you make of President-elect Obama's response, at least in the press conference, to that note?
Well, the president-elect said if Iran wants to build a nuclear weapon that is, quote, unacceptable, unquote, didn't spell out what unacceptable means, but that has been more or less carrying on the policy of this administration with regard to nuclear weapons. But the fact is, it's all invitation to the dance. There's a congratulatory message from the Iranian government. Welcome to the scene. We'll talk to you. Hope to get better results than we got with the Bush administration. This is all a rather natural step-by-step process. What was really happening, we won't know until after January 20th.
And before I say thank you, Dan, you wanted to add something.
I just wanted to add something. That is to wish all the best to Janaea Williams, who for the past 5 years has stood stalwartly behind me, getting me ready to get on the air. I'll try to get on the air without her, but she'll be missed.
Yeah, by all of us. Dan Shore. Thanks, and thanks, Janaea.
Pleasure.